you realize how good he was when you were in Oakland?
I played against him, and so I knew he was good. But yeah, now I'm playing with him. Just like, you know, a bunch of these guys, obviously, to line up and see Everson every day, see Adam working every day, Harry, the defense in general. Things are a little different when you see it every day.
When did you realize this team had a chance to be pretty darn special? I mean, does it go all the way back to Mankato or OTAs? Or, I mean, heck, you guys were 2-2 at one point this year.
I think it's hard. You know, obviously it's hard to say. For me, I've always been a person that, you know, early on, whether the season is going well early on or whether the season is going bad, there's still a long season ahead. And I think there's a few teams, I'm not going to say, but that, you know, had a hot start and, oh, you know, this team for sure will be playing for a Super Bowl, or, you know, this team is, you know, will be the best team in the league. And then that changes, you know, obviously throughout the course of the season. And so, I don't know. I think obviously, you know, when we had that winning streak going, for us to, you know, put together a lot of wins like that in a row, I think you obviously it showed that we were, you know, doing some good things and we were finding ways to win games. And so then that led to setting us up, you know, for a good position to win the division. And make the playoffs. So, you know, it's hard to say. It's always hard at the beginning. I think everybody is, especially in the off season and training camp, everybody is where you are. Everybody is wants what you want. And everybody has the same starting point. But throughout the course of the season is obviously what makes or breaks teams. And we've had adversity. And we still, you know, find ways to do it. So I think that's, you know, a good sign for us.
Now it's you guys that people are talking about going to the Super Bowl. You talked about the teams with the hot start.
Yeah.
Now it's you guys.
I think for us, we just focus on, you know, each week like we have been. I think just because now we're in the tournament and, you know, we have a number two seed, you know, all that is great. But for us to now start looking ahead, we weren't doing that before, and, you know, I don't think we'll start doing that now. So, you know, we'll be focused on whichever opponent we got to play next week, because that's just how we need to, you know, attack it and keep continuing what we do.
Talk a little bit about how your game has changed throughout the year, how much now you can go back and talk about, you know, you just didn't feel comfortable at first, and because now you're running with such authority and running people over.
Yeah.
I
just think, again, I think for me, again, you know, as I said before, I just, as long as I can improve, as long as I can find, you know, find ways to continue to get better as a runner, you know, that's enough for me. And so, you know, I didn't have a great start how I wanted to, regardless of, you know, being a starter or not being a starter, the reps I was getting, weren't as effective and weren't as productive as I wanted them to be. And yeah, you can sit here and talk about the injury I had and whatnot, but, you know, I made that decision to, you know, be out there and tell them I wanted to be out there and tell them I was healthy. And so, you know, for me, as long as I'm out on that field, I want to be productive. But as the season went on, I was able to, you know, get stronger and get better as a player. And so, you know, that's satisfying to me, as long as I'm able to improve and, again, to contribute to the offense and be productive.
Is this what you envisioned when you signed here? A team like this,
It's been special to say. You know, I envisioned this. You know, 13 wins is hard to do. You know, to say I envisioned this, you know, I'd be lying to you. But to say I didn't, you know, believe it and didn't think we didn't have an opportunity, I think everybody does. And I think this team is really special. I think this locker room is really special. And I think that's why we've been doing good things. A lot of unselfish players, a lot of guys that love having fun and having fun playing together. And so I'm just happy, I guess, that I'm able to do it with them.